You might want to know if you are somebody that might be aware of a student. Let them know. worldpittsburgh.org/youth. worldpittsburgh.org/youth to take part in the youth board or youth fellowship for 2023-2024.
See these lines on my face, they're a map of where I've been. And the deeper they are traced, the deeper life has settled in. How do we survive living out our lives? And I could not trade a line, make it smooth and fine, or pretend that time stands still. I want to rest my soul here where it can grow without fear. Another line, another year, I'm still standing here. See these marks on my skin, they are the lyric of my life. Every story I begin just means another ends in sight. Only lovers understand. Skin just covers who I am. And I could not trade a line, make it smooth and fine, or pretend that time stands still. I wanna rest my soul here where it can grow without fear. Another line, another year, I'm still standing here. See these bruises, see these scars, hieroglyphs that tell the tale. You can your fingertips like braille. And I would not trade a line, make it smooth and fine, or pretend that time stands still. I plan to rest my soul here where it can grow without fear. Another line, another year, I'm still standing here. I'm still standing here. I'm still standing here.
That's Janice Ann at the Saturday Light Brigade with a beautiful album of hers, The Light, at the end of the line, which it's just a terrific recording. It shows her not only at her best, but most versatile, too. It's one I think you'll like. Coming up, the Sound Hound is going to pay us a visit. Does today seem a little different? It's the first Saturday in which we've had daylight saving time. It might seem a bit different. It's also the last Saturday of spring. Spring is about to begin this coming Monday morning. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, FM Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Thank you, folks. Thank you, folks. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his own sweet song. Wake up, wake up, you sleepyheads, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. They're both laughing at me happy, why should I pollute when I'm walking in fields of flowers? The rain may glisten, but still I'll listen for hours and hours. And I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin comes, bop, 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 bop.
The Saturday Light Brigade, and there, Steve Goodman, that's a song he does so well. And Steve is one of those artists, it's great to listen to him, but it's also really a lot of fun to watch Steve Goodman. And if you were to watch him do that song, you would see what I mean. His energy is really just contagious as he does it. And I suggest you take a look at him. There's videos all over YouTube that show him doing that. The Soundhound is here, and he's going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade shortly. Are you there? There he is. So stick around. He'll give you that opportunity momentarily.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Northside Chronicle is a free community newspaper that provides hyperlocal coverage of the people, places, and events in Pittsburgh's historic Northside neighborhoods. The March issue, featuring the Summer Youth Guide, is available now in print and online at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
If you have been interested in meeting or seeing our brand new Youth Media Center and studio expansion, you can do so when we celebrate the premiere episode of Ratcast. Join us this coming Wednesday, March 22nd, between 5 and 6, as we debut the first weekly episode. We'll open up. You can meet some of our trained youth reporters that have been creating stories for the Allegheny County Regional Asset District Radcast series that it's our pleasure to produce and distribute. The event is free. We hope you'll join us this coming Wednesday night, March 22nd, from 5 to 6 o'clock at our Youth Media Center. Well, here is hoping the Sound Hound is able to, are you there? Okay. Every now and then, I just want to be sure the Sound Hound is here, present, accounted for. And he is there. Let me see if I can grab what he's brought along today. It's amazing. He lowers his voice a little bit as he tries to hold on to the sound. Elroy, who's grown into be a big white cat, by the way, has been doing this thing with his tail lately when he's in the mood to be fierce. He's expanding his tail to have a diameter that I swear is at least twice the diameter it normally is, making all the fur stick up on end, and it's kind of a humorous look. It makes me wonder if you could help us with cleaning out some bottles. Okay, kitty, put your tail in this bottle. Now get angry, and we'll... No, that's probably not the way to do it. Here is the sound that the Sound Hound brought today. Are you ready? Here it is. 412-200-5975. Can you identify that? If you know it, let us know. Take a guess at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234. That's 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Good luck from the Sound Hound. And from us.
Under a blanket of stars to fight off the blues. He'd strum his guitar. So tie up your horses and take off your gun, and I'll show you how the West was won. That's how the West was won. That's where it all came from. The soul of a cowboy, the song in his heart, a coyote wailing somewhere in the dark. Yippee-ki-yay just rolled off his tongue, and that's how the West was swung. Haciendas and sleepy afternoons echoed through the canyons to serenade the moon. A few notes started straying and they moseyed right along from Amarillo down to old San Antonio. So tie up your horses and take off your gun, and I'll show you how the West was swung. That's how the West was swung. That's where it all came from. The soul of a cowboy, a song in his heart, a coyote wailing somewhere in the dark. Yippee-ki-yay just rolled off his tongue, and that's how the West was swung. Yeah, boy, that's how the West was swung.
That is Asleep at the Wheel here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And before that, you heard a group called I Draw Slow with a song called Springtime. And things have been so busy, I haven't had a chance to see how the Soundhound answers have been coming in this morning. I'm going to take a look at those right now. Couple guesses related to eggshells and crushing eggshells. That's not it. Here, let me see if I can coax the Soundhound into letting you hear the sound again. Here it is. I hear that, but it's something different. Fred in Crescent is on his way to work, and he gave us a call and came up with the correct answer. Charlie guessed eggshells, as did Larry in Elwood City, who thought it might be a plastic egg being crushed. And Bob and Freedom. 45 straight years of listening to the Saturday Light Brigade has paid off for Bub on this, our 45th anniversary. He came up with it. And Mrs. Pudge got the, or actually Randy and Emlinson got the correct answer. And noted Mr. Pudge is part of it. Mr. Pudge doing this activity again, says Randy and Polly. Sarah came up with the correct answer by way of Stu, and John in Economy came up with it, as did Zach in the city of Pittsburgh. 412-200-5975. Good morning to Kelly, listening today, and also to Susan. And Brian's here. Brian, did you have a guess?
Yes, I did, Larry. My guess was an aluminum can going into a recyclable.
You are absolutely right. The answer is crushing an aluminum can
And I have a question for you. Happy 45th anniversary, by the way, my friend. I've been listening to you since the early 90s.
Yes. Myself. Well, thank you.
And I have a question. Are you guys on Twitter, and what is your Twitter handle?
We are on Twitter at SLB Radio.
One word, all lowercase or one, capitalized?
Just one word, all lowercase, at SLB Radio.
Sounds good. The reason why I ask is my Facebook account got hacked.
Oh, no.
I've been using Twitter.
Oh, no. Well, you can tweet us, and hopefully you can get unhacked at
I hope so.
Facebook. But we're not on Woofer yet. Just on the SoundHound has been asking us to get on.
Maybe we should get on Woofer, because that's how the dogs communicate.
Exactly. And he's waiting. He thinks it's a good alternative to Twitter, but we're not quite there just yet. But soon.
By the way, happy anniversary, my friend, and you be awesome and keep rocking on.
Thank you very much. Bruce got the correct answer, too. And Pudge says that I crush these cans against my forehead, he writes to Randy and Polly. well done. He said that's why it's hard to figure these things out. Thank you, Pudge, and hello, Mrs. Pudge. Tommy thought it might be squeezing an empty water bottle. Bruce came up with the answer, crushing a pop can. Or any kind of aluminum can. Here's that sound again. And thank you to the SoundHound for bringing along a nice sound for today. We'll let him finish up. Thank you, SoundHound.
This here's Salty Dough. Solo on this thing, so I'm just gonna talk for a little bit. We figured since we're being on a radio show today, we're gonna try out our old-time radio voices. Let's see how it stacks up. Salty Dove, here we go.
Let me be your salty dove, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dove.
I thought that sounded pretty good.
Stretching my means, went to hang the wash up and I burned the beans.
Honey, let me be your salty dog.
Your salty dog.
Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
We got another verse for you.
Hey there, mama.
I've got it made, cause we're playing that Saturday Light Brigade. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Not you, Mama, I was talking to someone else. Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. So a dog's more than just a canine with a sodium deficiency. We're gonna try our dog voices. All you people out there in Radioland, feel free to bark along with us. Alright, one more time. Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Okay, I lied, one more time right now. Let me be your salty dog.
The Sidewalk String Band recorded live here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Back in 2012. Time does fly, doesn't it? And the time flies throughout the year, too. We're excited to have Kelly Rotman here with us. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, good morning, Larry.
Can you believe we've sort of wrapped around again and it's time for the Teen Media Awards? I'm excited about it, but every year it seems to come by quicker and quicker, and now entries are being accepted. It's such an inclusive, terrific opportunity to celebrate the creativity of teens in our region and just the stories and ideas they have inside of them. You've been involved for a long time too, haven't you?
I have, since 2014.
Wow. And what are some of the things that always give you pleasure as this contest gets rolled out every year?
I think so many of the great things you just said. I really love that teens trust us enough to share their creative work, that they really let us see and hear the things that they're worried about, concerned about, hopeful about. I think you and I have talked before that every year we see some trends in the pieces that are submitted to us, and it's just a really wonderful way to see what is on the mind of Allegheny County teenagers, especially over the course of the last few years.
Now, there are some folks, although this contest has been going on in one form or another for decades and decades, that this is new to, maybe, because this is the first time they've been a teen, or the first time they've had a teen in their midst, maybe being new to the region. So let's break it down a little bit. There are two parts to it, right?
Absolutely. We have the Ralph Munn Creative Writing Contest, which, as you said, has been around for decades at this point. And our Creative Writing Contest has two parts. So teens in grades 9 through 12 who live or attend school in Allegheny County can submit their own creative work in either the poetry category or the short prose category. And those high school teens can submit up to two entries. And our deadline for receiving those submissions is Monday, April 17th. So that's the first part of the Teen Media Awards and the contest that kind of happens and wraps up first. And then we also have the Labzy Awards, which we started in 2007 because we realized that so many teens in the county were making all kinds of wonderful things, not just creative writing. And so the Labsy Awards recognizes work in a variety of categories, including filmmaking, music, fashion, and 2D and 3D art and design. And the nice thing about the Labsies is that that is open to anyone in grades 6 through 12 in Allegheny County. So it's a bigger opportunity for more teens across the region.
So poetry and also works of prose, if mm-hmm. you're a high school student, 9th through 12th grade, you have until April 17th to make your submission, and you can go to Carnegie Library's website for details. And then for the Labsy Awards, June, what's the date again, the deadline?
Yeah, June 26th.
And this could be fashion, it could be a video, it could be a sculpture or a work of 2D art, and you can get all of the exact details. It's a really good club to be in, the club of people who submit their work. Having seen the winners and the honorable mentions throughout the years, if you do choose to get involved, I think you'll really be glad that you did. And I hope you'll encourage a teen or younger student that lives in this area to get involved. The Labsy Awards go to 6th grade, right?
Yes, 6th through 12th grade.
Excellent. Anything else you'd like to mention in terms of things happening at the library in general or the contest itself?
Sure. For the contest, I just want to say a thank you to you, Larry, because you and your team are always so wonderful and invite our winners to be on the show with you, typically in August after we announce them. And so I know that that is always a huge joy for the teens. So thank you to you and your team for always extending that offer.
That's our pleasure.
Oh, wonderful. And then at the library, you know, it's still a little cold out there, but summer will be here before we know it. And so summer reading at the library is going to kick off in early June. And I think that's going to be even bigger and better than ever this year. So we're really hoping that all young people and the adults in their lives will get involved in summer reading with us this year.
Wonderful. Anything else to add? I hope folks will simply go to Carnegie Library's website for complete details.
Yes, all the details are there, carnegielibrary.org/teenspace. We try to make it as easy to find as possible.
carnegielibrary.org/teenspace. It doesn't get too much easier than that. Thank you, Kelly. It's good to talk to you.
You too. Thank you, Larry. I appreciate it.
You bet. And here's hoping you'll consider getting involved in the upcoming Teen Media Awards, whether it be the Ralph Munn portion, which is looking for prose and poetry, or the Labsy Awards. It's all coming up, and the deadline relatively short, just about a month away for the writing part of it.
A-Plus Schools joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The mission of A-Plus Schools is to make sure that all children in Pittsburgh get the high-quality education they deserve. A-Plus Schools' 2022 report to the community provides a thorough and objective look at Pittsburgh's public and charter schools, offering families, community organizations, policymakers, and concerned citizens with critical data about student achievement, student growth, school climate, teaching, and more. A copy of this report and more information about A-Plus Schools is available at ourschoolspittsburgh.org.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, Chad Green is here too. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a group of great community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
I was down for the count. I was out of commission. I was having a bad day. I was definitely in a precarious position. But if you ask me how I'm doing now, this is what I'd say. Say I'm slowly getting back into the swing of things. I'm actually looking forward to what tomorrow brings. Things are looking up, is what the bluebird sings. I'm slowly getting back into the swing of things. Was feeling uninspired and so unmotivated. My get up and go is gone. And staring at the walls is just so overrated. So I finally got back out of bed to sing this song. And I'm slowly getting back into the swing of things. I'm actually looking forward to what tomorrow brings. I don't mind getting up when the doorbell rings. I'm slowly getting back into the swing of things. But every day that passes, I'm feeling just a little bit better. My outlook is significantly improved. You know, I never was a real go-getter. But now I feel I'm finally getting back in the groove. And I'm slowly getting back into the swing of things. I'm actually looking forward to what tomorrow brings. I even took the time to change my ukulele strings. I'm slowly getting back into the swing of things. Comb your hair and get dressed, and you'll be slowly getting back into the swing of things. Actually looking forward to what tomorrow brings. Things are looking up, is what the bluebird sings. I'm slowly getting back, slowly getting back, slowly getting back into the swing of things.
That is Dean Friedman here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And coming up in just a moment, you are going to get to meet a playwright named Jasmine Roth. Her play, Painting Lessons, opens up March 23rd and also runs March 24th. We'll talk a bit about the play. And what might interest you and intrigue you enough to go sample it as part of the community-supported arts series at the new Hazlett Theater.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Jasmine Roth joins us now, and I'm so intrigued for a lot of reasons, but before we go too much further than that, let's just learn a little bit more about you. I'm curious where you're from and your path to becoming a playwright.
Wonderful. Well, hi. Thanks so much for having me on the show. I'm Jasmine. Where am I from and what's my path to playwriting? And I actually consider myself a director and choreographer first, and playwriting has come way more recently. This is perhaps the first full-length play I'm ever having produced, so that's an exciting new chapter of my artistry. I grew up in New Hampshire, then I moved out to Arizona for a while, which is where part of this play is set, and then I just came to Pittsburgh in the last couple years to attend Carnegie Mellon as one of the John Wells Fellows, getting my MFA in directing for theater and film. And through my whole journey in theater, which, you know, started when I was much younger and continued through undergrad and now here in grad school, I've had an interest in writing as well, but there were so many other aspects of theater that called to me first. And I think it took me a while to kind of trust my voice and trust that I had something to say as well. So now here I am writing this play and also directing it. And I'm really grateful to the CSA, the Community Supported Art Series at the New Hazlitt, for giving me the platform and the opportunity to do so.
Do you remember what kindled your interest altogether in theater? Were you very young when that happened?
Yes. Well, I started as a dancer, actually. I think I always had I always loved stories, and I always was making things as a child, and I was always wanted to direct the imaginary play that would happen, whether we were, you know, playing on the playground or in the neighborhood. I always like had an idea of what the story was and where the story went, and I was always just really creative. So I started dancing as a young girl, and then as soon as I had and was fascinated with the idea of performance and the idea of anything storytelling related. So as soon as I started to have opportunities in school to be in a school play or be in a performance, I jumped on that idea.
You mentioned choreography too. I can't imagine what it's like to do that, but it's a lot of responsibility and control, right? To try to figure out what's going to happen.
Sure. Yeah, it is. It is a lot of responsibility and control. I think there's also a relinquishing of control as well, because things never go exactly how they do in your head. I think that's true with all art forms, you know, but especially anything that's collaborative. It's different than, say, painting, where like I fully control what that brushstroke is. I have an idea of what the brushstroke of the movement is, but then when collaborating with a performer and applying that to their body, how that feels in their body is going to be different than how it feels in my body. And other artists are going to always bring something to the table that's going to, yes, and my work, and collaboratively we're going to create something better than what's in my head to begin with. So there's definitely an element of, you know, really being clear on what the vision in my head is, and also letting that be influenced and impacted by all my collaborators to hopefully make a better soup than I would make on my own.
That's a really good analogy. And, you know, unlike painting and writing, I never thought about it this way. You have some relative control over painting and writing. And in writing, you have some control over how people are going to take in your work, less so in painting. But in dance, you really, unless you're animating the entire scene, or I mean truly animating it as in creating animation, it's always going to depend upon people and how they add to or rearrange some of your ideas. And that requires a lot of trust and faith and patience.
Absolutely. And directing is definitely the same way, because you're collaborating with all of your designers as well as all of the performers. And unless you're also the writer, as in this case, you know, you're collaborating with a playwright or the written work. And so there is a lot of surrender to that process of collaboration, and also kind of as the person who's outside of it and keeping an eye on the bigger picture so that everybody can go deep into their specialty you do have to kind of hold what's the big thing that we're all working towards, as well as be open and to the possibility of new ideas.
Jasmine Roth is going to be presenting her play. It's called The Painting Lessons. Painting Lessons. And before we talk about it, how long have you been in Pittsburgh? You mentioned coming to Carnegie Mellon.
Yes, I came to Pittsburgh in the fall of 2021. So I'm in my second year of grad school, getting my MFA in directing for theater.
And how's the transition been so far? Did you come from Arizona?
I came from Arizona, yeah. So weather-wise, the transition's been rough, but
I can imagine.
But I do really love Pittsburgh, and I did grow up in New England, so I do have a sort of familiarity with this climate. I am really excited to be back near some big tall trees, as much as I miss the saguaros and the cacti that I lived around in Arizona. But Pittsburgh's lovely and has so much to offer in terms of arts and culture, and it's a real pleasure to be here. And Carnegie Mellon has been such a gift and truly growing as an artist.
That's good to hear. Now, painting lessons.
Yes.
Can you describe a little bit what happens or what it's about?
Yeah, absolutely. So I started writing this play after my dad died, and it was really just a place for me to put all of my feelings about grief. And it wasn't even really a play at that point. It was just, it was really more like a journal entry or journal entries. But I was writing these scenes, and it initially, I think the first scenes I wrote were truly just me trying to capture and remember the last conversations I had with my dad. So I was like kind of verbatim putting onto the page, like, this is what happened in this conversation. He said this, I said this. And I was just trying to, I was so afraid of forgetting, which I think is really common when you're grieving and when you lose someone, that you want to hold on to everything. And so writing out these scenes was a way of doing that. And then as time went on and my, you know, grief keeps kind of shifting and changing and evolving, like what I was grappling with, I started writing these scenes that were actually more the fantasy of what I wished we had talked about, what I wished we had a chance to say to each other, or what I wished could have happened. And that was like really healing and processing for me. So then, you know, maybe a year and a half after his passing, I had all of this material that I had written that I didn't plan on doing anything with, but I was looking back through it and I thought, I think this might be a play, just maybe. And then I just started thinking about, what if this was a play and what is this play about? And a lot of that original material, at least some of that original material has ended up in the play, but there's also then, as I started structuring it like a play, started writing more things and figuring out how it all fit together. So it does follow the character Jay, who is grieving the loss of her dad, and she creates this metaphysical cactus garden where they can kind of escape to and have the conversations that she wished they could have, or she can at least ask for them to have those conversations. And one of those things is that she really wishes her dad, who's a painter, taught her how to paint before he died. And so she goes to this garden. She sets up this like artist in residency in the cactus garden where she can ask him to finally teach her how to paint. And I guess I can't tell you if that happens, because you should come see the play.
You don't want to give away too much. Did your dad paint?
My dad did paint. Yeah, my dad was a painter and an art teacher. I mean, I guess that also relates back to my origin story as an artist that I gave in brief at the top. But I think like I always had this, we had a very artistic home, and we were all creating things all the time. So transitioning from that into the performing arts was pretty natural. But I also think there was like a distinction of, oh, I'm not going to be a painter like my dad. I'm going to do art in a different way. And then later in adulthood, feeling like, oh, I wish I actually learned more from my dad in that way. And perhaps I actually have learned so much from my dad in that way. But I think, yeah, there's those moments in childhood where you're like, I'm not going to be like my parents. And then at the end of the day, like, oh, actually, I really love or respect that aspect of my parent.
Have you shared your play with anybody else who really knows your dad?
I have not yet, which is actually like a fairly terrifying idea.
I was going
to
say that's going to take a lot of courage, and it doesn't necessarily have to happen, mm-hmm. but it might be very comforting to people.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't yet. It probably will happen at some point. It's a vulnerable thing sharing this play with anybody, be it people who know me or my family at all. But it does feel like an even more vulnerable thing to share it with people that did know my dad. And I think that probably will happen eventually. But it's an interesting thing writing work that's about is based on or about your personal life. There's definitely a vulnerability there.
Well, it's going to be shared with a lot of people this coming week.
Yes, it will.
It's intentionally being done March 23rd at 8 o'clock and then the 24th at 11 and 8 p.m., 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. And that's it, those three performances. It's part of the new Hazlett Theater Community Supported Art Performance Series. And it's a chance for artists to explore, stretch out. And one reason, I think it'll be a debut work, right? So you may be making some changes. You'll get to see how it goes about mm-hmm. on the stage and refine it. So you can be part of that process if you go and see the play, and that's exciting.
Yes, very exciting.
Are there other things you'd like folks to know about the play or about yourself?
Well, I think what you just mentioned about it being this sort of debut performance is really interesting. As a new work, you know, I came into rehearsal. I've been revising the script throughout this whole process, and that's been such a wonderful part of the CSA that there's been such an opportunity to take the script that I was writing on my own and then hear it in people's voices, make rewrites, been working through changes in the script up until, like, yesterday. And there will probably be changes in the script after the performance closes, and if it happens in another place, it'll be different, which is, yeah, the exciting thing about witnessing a new play kind of blossom and be shaped in front of you.
Can you tell me a bit about the cast?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a great cast. With the CSA, we hold open auditions, and so they're all Pittsburgh local actors. One of them is a fellow Carnegie Mellon student, but everybody else is somebody that I just met at the auditions. John Dolphin is playing the dad and doing a phenomenal job. We have it's a really funny thing to cast somebody who's playing your dad, but also somebody who's playing yourself. And I feel felt a lot more precious about honoring my dad, you know, like this person playing my dad, feeling like my dad versus the character playing me doesn't necessarily have to play me as me, but just the character and the circumstances, you know. But Abigail is doing such a wonderful job with that. And then we have a three-person chorus that also helps to tell the story. And Catherine, Becky, and Grayson are all really phenomenal and just doing a wonderful job kind of balancing between the more tender moments of the play, the more funny or lighthearted, and the more movement-oriented, or the more, you know, they kind of move in and out of, like, so many different characters and so many different scenes and paint that picture in a way. We've been saying the chorus is kind of Jay's paintbrushes.
Sounds like a great production. The new Hazlett Theater is on the north side, just upstairs and beyond our building, adjacent to our studios here at Allegheny Square. And again, March 23rd, Thursday, 8 o'clock, and Friday, March 24th, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m., and that's it. Those two dates. Here's a great opportunity for you to support Jasmine Roth and the whole series, the Community Supported Arts Performance Series at the new Hazlett Theater. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I know it's such a busy week probably for you as you get ready to let the paint dry, or at least set on this show. So I wish you the very best.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And newhazlettheater.org. You can get additional information by stopping there. In fact, we've linked to it at newhazlettheater.org. Everything you need is right there, including ticket information. Thank you to Jasmine Roth for being with us. Painting Lessons, the name of the play.
It's a mighty hard road my poor hands have hold. My poor feet have traveled a long dusty road. It's out of your dust bowl and westward we roll. And your deserts were hot and your mountains were cold. In your orchards of peaches and prunes, I slept on the ground in light of the moon. On the edge of the city, you'll see us in there. We come with the dust and we'll go with the wind. California, Arizona, to harvest your crop. And it's up north, Oregon, to gather your hogs. Take the beads from your ground, take the grapes from your vine. To set on your table, your light sparkling wine. Fight and we'll fight till we win. California, Arizona, to harvest your crops. And it's up north to Oregon to gather your hogs. Take the beads from from your crown. Take the grapes from your vine. To set on your table your light sparkling wine.
Slocan Ramblers. And a medley there of Pastures of Plenty and Honey Babe, and we're going to get right to birthdays. Sally of McMurray, happy birthday to you today. Sally, also Bina Bingham, happy birthday to you on March 18th. Rachel of New Brighton. Our pal Tracy Drock, happy birthday, Tracy. Also George of the South Hills for Mom, Dad, and Thomas. And Keith and Hunker from Louise Pam Vaughn and Heather. David Glenfield from your family, Avery of Allison Park, Kirsty from Mickey and Pamela, and Jacob of Munhall from your family, all celebrating on March 18th. Today also the birthday of the Saturday Light Brigade. A few folks knew that. We shyly tell you that 45 years ago today was our first broadcast, March 18th. back in 1978. Charlie was saying there's 78s and 45s. We're 45 years from... There's a puzzle in there somewhere from 1978. Happy birthday tomorrow, the 19th, to Maria from your family, Stephen in Moon, Kendall of Lower Borough. Our own Tad Whistle celebrates Monday. He shares his birthday with Fred Rogers. Tad is turning a prime number. Happy birthday, Tad. On the 21st, we have Sarah from Dad Dave, George from daughter Sarah and wife Diane, Zeke of Jefferson Hills from Mom, Dad, and Celia, Keith from the Shart family, and it's the anniversary of the birth of Bertha, who John knows, Robbie of Squirrel Hill from Maggie, Mom, and Dad. Happy birthday to you, Robbie. And some additional birthdays include on March 22nd, Sarah of Avella from George and Diane, Big Dan of Monroeville from Mrs. Edwards, Taylor of Pleasant Hills from Linda and Anthony, Dawn of Elizabeth from Mike and Mackenzie, Mariah of Dormont, these are all on the 22nd, John of East Deer from Wife Addie, and your extended family, including Philip and Aaron and their families, Conrad of Jeanette, Teddy of Monroeville from neighbor Mrs. Edwards, Kyla of the North Side from Bryn, Jimmy, Liam, and your whole family, another Mrs. Edwards birthday, Megan of Monroeville from your mom. And on the 23rd, Aubrey of Irwin, Amy, Terry, and Tyler, Maddie of Penn Hills for Mom, Dad, and Eddie. There's another one. Mrs. Edwards has an active family, Azealia of Monroeville. Happy birthday to you from your grandma on March 23rd. Georgia and Sadie of Cranberry for Mom, Dad, Amelia, and Xavier, Elijah, Michael, D'Angelo, Israel of Harmony from your whole family. Bob and Betty in Harmony have an anniversary on March 23rd. On the 24th, Mrs. Pudge celebrates. Mr. Pudge wishes Mrs. Pudge a happy birthday. Santiago of Pittsburgh also celebrates on the 24th. Mom, Dad, Cassandra, and Oscar wish Santiago a happy birthday. Kurt of Bridgeville celebrates on the 24th. Henry of Shaler and Karen and Tom have an anniversary. Happy birthday, happy anniversary to you. If you did not hear your name, or if you would like to include somebody, it's easy to do so.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, PA 15233.
Include a postal address and we will make sure that the celebrant receives an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed associate of the United States government. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio.